new movie opening up today. It is, I think, fair to say, highly anticipated. And it's a movie that Pamela and I have both already seen. I finally got Pamela to come out to a movie. The movie is called First Man. It is the story of the first man to walk on the moon, one Neil Armstrong. And joining us in studio right now is the director of that film, Damien Chazelle, and Neil Armstrong's son, Mark.
The vehicle's not safe.
We need to fail. We need to fail down here so we don't fail up there.
Neil, everyone's in agreement. We'd like you to command.
Mom, what's wrong?
Nothing, honey. Your dad's gone to the moon.
We have a go for main engine start.
Wow. Listen, the movie's fantastic. Let's just get that out of the way. And one of the things, I want to start with you, Damien, on making a film like this. I actually went back after I saw this, because I'm not old enough, nor are you, to remember man walking on the moon. I have no recollection of other than the grainy black and white things I've seen in the news. I went back and watched a documentary. As a filmmaker, how do you tell the story, tell a Hollywood story of Neil Armstrong, but still stay really close to what actually a real life event that hundreds of millions of people, not billions of people around the planet, watched with their own eyes? Like, is that a tough balance?
It is, but I think what really helped and what inspired me to make this movie in the first place was actually how much behind that event and the years leading up to that event was not known. Mm. How much people just don't know about the private life of Neil and his wife Janet and their kids, that family story, the missions that led up to Apollo 11, some of which were failed or near failed missions, the losses, the tragedies. Yeah. The mishaps. You know, the road to that famous success story was littered with failure, and I think it actually is even more inspiring to look at it from that perspective, the human perspective, and look at the human toll. So I guess, you know, in that case and all the cases, you know, of instances throughout the movie, it was definitely a case of truth beating fiction at every turn, I found. It's really the reality is even more astonishing than I think anything you could make.
Well, I would tell people this movie is less about space and more about a man.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's about the, you know, first man. And you think about the first mission to the moon. But there's also the family aspect of it, which was really endearing to me. And so that's why I want to ask questions to you, Mark. Mark Armstrong, son of Neil Armstrong, joining us right now on the program. And Mark, there was a moment in the movie. It was the night your dad was leaving, and
leaving to go to the moon,
and he sat down with you and your brother. It sounds like this in the movie. Yeah.
Jimmy asked what you didn't say when you get onto the moon.
Well, we're not sure we're gonna get onto the moon. Yeah, a lot of things have to go right before that happens.
Do you think you're coming back?
We have a real confidence in the mission, and there are some risks, but we have every intention of coming back.
But you might not.
Oh. Mark, you were 6 years old at that time. Take us back to that kitchen table. What do you remember from that?
Yeah, well, my brother and I told this story to Damien and to Josh, the screenwriter. So this story, that scene came from us. And that's really the way it happened. Dad said what Ryan said, and almost exactly to Rick's recollection. He was 12, so he remembers
little
more
better. Your older brother remembers a little better.
There we were just sort of – he said, do you have any questions? And I know that we asked some. But and I don't remember exactly what they were. But the amazing thing is we both left that room, the dining room that night, not being worried, you know, thinking, OK, it's going to be fine. We'll see him when he gets home. And we didn't have nightmares, you know, none of those things. But in retrospect, knowing how Mom must have felt. You know, I it's just amazing to me that she held, you know, withheld those fears from us.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't let on that she was terrified.
And how dangerous it was.
And how dangerous it was.
She's an amazing woman. I have so much respect. I watch this and just as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, I mean, strong.
And Claire does just such an amazing job of not only just of looking like her, but capturing that sort of fierceness, that independence, that was my mom. You know,
that's
and
awesome.
It's just really wonderful to see.
Mark Armstrong, Neil's son, in studio with us, as well as the director, Damien Chazelle. And, you know, one of the things I took from this film, and again, this is I say this respectfully. I think this movie serves as something of a historical document. I mean, it is so accurate, and it tells a story, like you said, Damien, that people don't know about Neil Armstrong, all the other things that went on. I kind of walk away from this. He was certainly kind of a reluctant hero. He was a very humble, calm, engineering mind kind of guy.
That's right. Yeah.
The last thing he wanted was to be the center of attention. He's very reluctant in that sense. Is that pretty accurate with Dad?
Yeah, it's exactly right. In his view, there were 400,000 people that, you know, that worked together for years and sacrificed their time and sacrificed time with their kids and, you know, all of it worked really hard to make that mission a success. So when someone wants to just shine the light on him, he's like, hey, look, this was a huge team effort, and everyone deserves a credit.
We are talking right now live in studio to the director of First Man, Damien Chazelle, as well as Mark Armstrong, the son of Neil Armstrong. And Damien, this is a movie about a mission to the moon, as well as the family. But as a director, I'm sure there are so many things that you wanted to get into the movie that didn't get in, you know, got left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
What's one of those things that, yeah, you wish you could have made it in there, but you just didn't have the time?
Well, Mark and I joke. I mean, this easily could have been a four-hour movie.
I would have loved
There's such a...
Thank you.
I would have loved it.
Maybe we'll release that cut.
Yeah, thank you.
In a few years. But there's just such a wealth of material. It was amazing for me, especially because this is my first time making a movie that, you know, I didn't just sort of come up with. It wasn't fiction. And just the inspiration I derived from the real material from people like Mark and getting to talk to, we got to talk to Janet and ask her what things were like. And just those particular stories, you know, many of them made their way into the movie, but a lot of them couldn't. There's even major events in Neil's life that, you know, we shot that just, you know, didn't quite have time to do. For example, their house burned down when they moved to Houston about a year later. So as though they didn't already have enough things to deal with, suddenly a freak house fire almost killed them.
Wow.
You know, so that's one example. So it is just this astonishing story. And again, the reality is even more astonishing than any fiction could be. So yeah, I just kind of kept trying to hew as closely to that as possible.
Yeah, that's Oscar-winning director Damien, by the way. And Mark Armstrong, the son of Neil Armstrong, in the studio. Neil, I wanted to, you know, a lot of the film is your mom and you guys, while your dad's away, and you're living in Houston, and you're surrounded by other astronaut families, I guess.
Or other NASA employees.
And other NASA employees around there. The movie touches on the tragedies, and those of us that are familiar with the space program knows that not everyone made it out, and there were tragedies. Did you ever get a sense, even though I know you said your dad made you feel not scared about the mission, did you know that what your dad did was different? Did you know that being an astronaut or a pilot, this was not normal, and that this was dangerous on some level?
Well, not then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, as you say, everybody in the neighborhood worked for NASA, and we were sort of all in it together, right?
So it was the norm.
It was the only reality that I knew as a 6-year-old. So yeah, I wasn't aware, and I also wasn't aware of the sort of the grand historical context that all, you know, of this mission in our, you know, in the history of mankind.
One of the most important things in human history.
But you also touched on you know, sort of the tragedies and the cost.
Yeah.
And I think this movie really shows that, particularly in the relationship between Mom and Pat White, who was our neighbor.
Yeah.
And they had this really supportive, loving, you know, just way of helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was true of all of the wives.
And she loses her husband in an accident.
She does, yeah. I think it's just really great that we see these women for the amazing people that
the
they
strength.
Were.
That's Mark Armstrong, son of Neil Armstrong, as well as Damien Chazelle, director of First Man. Damien, you've also done La La Land. So you've done two huge movies with Ryan Gosling. You know, chances are you probably have his cell number. You can airdrop that to me as soon as we're off the air here. Yeah, just throwing it out
worries.
Just throwing that out there.
Right.
What can I say? Guys, this is an amazing movie. Thank you so much for sharing your family story with all of us. And Damien, to putting together such a compelling movie, I couldn't take my eyes off of.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
Wonderful. Yeah, welcome to Phoenix, for goodness sakes.
Good for you guys.
It's raining outside. You guys want to go see a movie tonight? Yay. This is the one you want to go check out.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. First Man in theaters now, and it is all kinds of amazing. Again, thanks a lot to the director, Damien Chazelle, and Mark Armstrong for being in studio with us. We sincerely appreciate it.